6. Please listen carefully. Listen to part of a lecture in a cultural studies class.
Although the entertainment industry is concerned with telling a good story, it has had a profound effect on people's conceptions and misconceptions of the world around them. Let me give you an example. There are many films and TV programs in which a serious crime takes place and a police detective solves, or maybe doesn't solve, the crime. It appears that these fictional crimes, added to news reports of real crime, cause viewers' perception of the rate of criminal behavior to outrank, to exaggerate reality. In other words, the actual, let's say, murder rate is probably well below people's perception of the murder rate. I've just been talking about misconceptions of crime rates, but there are other misconceptions which may be more harmful. Now, I'm not saying that believing in an exaggerated level of criminality, say a high murder rate, isn't harmful. It could cause a lot of people undue stress, for example. But what I mean is misconceptions about race and gender stereotypes. A person of a different race or a female being typecast into certain roles. Think about, for example, the portrayal of a person in a wheelchair. He or she is either portrayed as overcoming incredible odds to do heroic deeds, or, on the other hand, being a helpless victim. Does this promote understanding or misconceptions? In the movies, doctors perform miracles, lawyers win cases, and crime scene investigators find the evidence. People in these actual professions often get clients with unreasonable expectations. Professional people comment that the reality of their daily routine, their job, is seldom like that portrayed in the media. Students are sometimes disillusioned about their career choice because the job seemed much more interesting in the television program than in reality. Unfortunately, we make these judgmental mistakes about our own society, knowing full well the existence of the fantasy created by the media industry.
Now get ready to answer the question. Using points and examples from the lecture, explain how the media has contributed to misconceptions about the real world. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.